Blog Talk Radio.
One thing for certain, need you right here in my arms. Baby, I'm yearning, but I think I got a bone to pick with you.
I'ma hop us on this flight back. Get right back, right?
Wake up, love. This shit won't come for me. Please wake up, love. I might just come for me, but I just need to hold me. Need your affection. Wake up, love. Hear me,
just how I get my groove on. I just caught the foreign that turned to a new Trump. They say I'm dead-headed, feel like Jimmy Neutron. I just bought a Rollie for the diamonds for the time. Kobe in his prime, watch me shoot it from the line. I remember standing in them trenches trying to get it. Running up my racks, ain't let them slow me down. When I was at the bottom, they weren't fucking with a nigga. Now I'm up, they act like they my homies now. Maserati not basic, Margiela's no aces. Say they shooters won't spray it. All these numbers feeling like the Matrix. Going eight and no basic. Yeah.
Smoking on that weed like it that important. Drinking lean, I got that important. This shit I'm rocking, bitch, you can't afford it. Bitch, I'm popping and you can't afford it. Beef in order, that's why I keep it cordial. Don't wanna kill nobody. We rich, we can't afford it. Oh yeah, my lady's gorgeous. Probably fucked your daughter. Probably ever pulling up in forest. Fought around and dry my drying oil spill. Ain't mean to have a bitch do more than four pills. Got around four players, gotta scream it, oh yeah. Gotta scream it, oh yeah. Gang, gang, bitch, you know it's gang shit. If I taint a bitch, you won't be flagrant. Spray on the fragrance, then go eat a day shift. My roll is flooded, boy. I'm not that other boy. They see a colored boy. My diamond's colored, boy. My diamond custom, boy. My packing mustard, boy. Cookie, cook that my choice. No rookie, I'm that boy. And I'm still with it. Gotta deal with it. Pop a pill with it. Let me feel on it. Let me dig in it. Swag a stupid ignorant.
I remember
drift up, it's freezing in my body. trucks. They gon' stop and watch. All these diamonds dancing, know that you can't stand this. Bands on my hands, I got bands on my bandage. Look at all these rocks. They gon' stop and watch. All these diamonds dancing, know that you can't stand this. Bands on my hands, I got bands on my bandage. I'm so close, best friend.
Man-made.
He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. I met this little nigga and he was a dope dealer. Had him treating me to lunch, breakfast, and of course dinner. Just one kiss, had him under my spell. Real gangsta poppy came straight out of jail. He liked my small waist and my big fat lips. Did whatever I told him, could've made him my trick. Houdini with the snack, go and break a beach back. No, he didn't run track, but I had him pushing like trust. Hello, all you niggas, my name is Goldie Zaw. I don't shoot hoops, but I like to play with balls. Come fuck with me and do what I say. I'm a bad little bitch, I look better than your bae. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. Mind control, like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control. I fucked with this boss who was big like Rick Ross. He was heavy in the streets and a freak in the sheets. Finesse through VIP, bitch, he love my company. If you hoes is wondering, yes, I had him under me. I'm a very freaky girl, I make niggas buy me pearls. Got niggas chasing me all across the fucking world. One look in my eyes, let me bat my mink lashes. If she say she on my level, then you know that bitch capping. Got a man in each barrel, all across the fucking city. It's my charm, not my ass, but my motherfucking titties. Seduce these niggas and get what I please. Y'all hoes can make a dollar even on y'all fucking knees. Hello to you all, my name is Goldie Zaw. I like boss niggas who dick stand tall. These hoes hate me, but I don't give a damn. I'm a real sneaky bitch, could persuade any man. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. He said it's soft and jiggly, I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be, give him brain telepathy. Like mind control, like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control.
Trust. Just like mind control.
Yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Yeah, my name, I'm Mira O'Bad from the street. Pretty brown.
wanna ski, ski.
What up?
Say you wanna taste, say you wanna sneak peek.
Uh-huh.
I'ma tell you right now, nigga, pussy ain't free.
No.
Hey, boy, with the bag, fill it, baby, up.
Yeah.
Cash in the suitcase, put it in the truck.
Uh-huh.
Lounge by the swimming pool, top off next. I'm a girl, top notch, damn well respected.
Yeah.
Boom, boss rejected, you ain't got no paper.
Uh-huh.
If your man broke, holding, y'all need to break up.
Uh-huh.
Get up out your feelings, hop up in the bag, girl, you got the juice box, bitch, get that nigga mad.
Uh-huh.
Pop you a new car, paper tag, running through Neiman's, stuck up your flag. Toes in a new shoe, flex up the jazz, say he wanna play, hey, so I'm pippin' on that ass. Come here. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want the high seat, so give them what they want.
Got
the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that high C, niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now, put that mirror in a IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. Love the way I ride it, riding on that pony. Got you all excited, juicy got you moaning. In it in the morning, juicy make you wake up. Get you in the shower, juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh? Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want.
Man made.
What's up, y'all? Listen to the Black Champions Power Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man Made. This is Greek Smart.
Man made.
We would love for y'all to call in tonight and join the fun. The number is 215-383-3855. Again, that's 215-383-3855. Come and join the conversation with me tonight and tell me what you think about everything that we've been talking about. If you missed the show for the last, 2 weeks, we've kind of been off and on with the show, trying to pull things together, trying to make some changes to the channel, trying to make some improvements. So be on the lookout for new ideas and new things that will be started here on the Street Smart Radio channel. And remember, if you want to join the conversation, number is 215-383-3855. And this is Street Smart Radio. Okay, for the first topic for tonight, I'm going to try to get through everything because we haven't been together in such a long time. And we haven't talked about things in so long, and there's so much to talk about. So forgive me if I don't get to something that's important to you. But we only have a short hour to be together, and I'm trying to get it all out within the hour. So the first topic of the evening before we go on our break that we have to talk about is Karen. Karen is a new word to me. I'm going to say that. Karen is a word that is new to me that social media is using to describe white women in their privilege and their behavior in their white privilege. And it's very appropriate. I don't know why Karen. I don't know what's the difference between Karen and Becky and wasn't it Becky with the good hair with Beyonce and whatever you call white people, white women that you encounter in your life. But Karen works fine for me. I have no problem with calling bitches Karen or whatever. But the big complaint is now white women are upset and they feel like Karen is a slur against them and they want to ban it from Twitter and Facebook where you personally cannot refer to a bitch as Karen on social media. And that shit is bizarre, outrageous, and crazy to me as a black trans person because you think all these times we've been running around with these derogatory words that we've had to become and had to live in these spaces. I even heard some heterosexual or cisgender heterosexual people say that it's okay to call gay people faggots. And that's just like, nigger and punk and sissy and all of those derogatory words that they've used in the five communities of people for so long that we've had to live with. It's like we don't even get to call white women for 2 weeks before they are up in arms and shutting shit down about being like a bitch is calling you Karen. We've had to be niggas. Niggas. For 5,000 years, I don't even think it was the time. Like, from the moment that white people could call us niggas, we've had to be niggas. And here you are, like, 2 weeks into being Karen, you can't take it. You at the breaking point. You got to call the people and get your back up so that you can't be called Karen anymore. You bitches couldn't be called Karen for 2 weeks. That shit is fucking amazing to me. That is the biggest example of the white woman privilege of it all. This is the reason why Karen has to exist. Like, to me, you made it even more important that we now must name this, that you bitches couldn't stand in the paint for 2 weeks of being called Karen, and y'all is ready to throw in the towel and put somebody in jail, force them to start the Twitter, to step in. What about bitches named Karen? That is like so bizarre. Like, it's actually bitches named Karen. Then they got to get the fuck off Twitter. Tomorrow, bitches named Karen going to be kicked off Twitter because white bitches don't like being called Karen for 2 weeks. If bitches named Karen going to change their name, what about people, black people named Karen? What big Goldberg is named Karen? This shit is so outrageous to me. It is like nearly like, for all of the names that we have had to be as people of color, organized, orchestrated, originated, created by white people, all of the names, none of them have been flattering. None of them have been cute. Like, white people have never been polite enough to call us Tom. Like, Karen, you pissed about Karen after I've been a nigga and a faggot. You get to be Karen, and you better shut down Twitter, and you don't see what the problem is. You can't understand what the most amazing part is how you bitches give what you can't take. That is the most amazing part about racism, sexism, transphobia, homophobia, all of those things that people give energy to that they can't take back, that they can't receive. White women have buckled, ran, and shattered in fear at being called Karen. Don't you know how bad other minorities wish we could have been Karen? Don't you know how much easier it would have been in the grocery store if the cashier that didn't want to ring up my groceries because I was trans and he didn't want to, he was trying to impress his friends, so he walks off and calls me a Karen. Wouldn't that shit be a little bit more better than faggot or nigga? I think white women are lucky that I wasn't elected to be in charge of what the fuck derogatory slur we calling you bitches this week. Because y'all would have been mad. Because Karen wouldn't have been it. I always thought Karen was soft and polite. I ain't never called a bitch Karen. I'm not going to start. You ain't got to worry about it, white bitch, when it comes to me. When you cross my path, you ain't got to worry about being called Karen because I will not call you white, racist, overprivileged, nasty bitches Karen. I'm not that polite. So, and I promise you that what the fuck I call you, they already blocked it on Twitter. You ain't got to worry about it. It's already blocked on Twitter. It's outrageous that we live in a space where we as people have to be signed up to be abused and live in the abuse culture. A place that objectifies us, oppresses us, and we are called to the court and held up in front of the judge about caring. People don't want to be called caring. Well, I got a message for caring. You don't live in a space where you get to choose a derogatory slur used against you, because if that was the case, I wouldn't be called faggot. I wouldn't have never been called nigga. It's a lot of names that I would have took off the list. I know a lot of people that wouldn't have sat up and be called spick. All kinds of bullshit white people done called people for years and made up. And one of the lowest of them was nigger, because that devalued your life. That means you could be used for alligator bait. That means you could be hunted like an animal in the street. Karen is just a word that stands and means nothing, gives me no permission to do nothing to you. The word nigger gives you permission to murder me on the street. So I don't see the justification of you being angry about being called Karen. Bitch, you might be Karen. You look like her. It's funny that we live in a space where Karen is a slur, but KKK is not a terrorist organization. That's the kind of shit that we talk about. We talk about white silence. When you have a person who will fight for the right to stop you from using the word Karen, but will not fight for your right to be equal and live in a liberalized state where you have equality just like the rest of the motherfuckers. In the same place where they use black babies as alligators, you fighting about Karen. The same space where they use black babies to bait alligators, to catch alligators, you're fighting about not being called Karen. In the same state where they are killing black men on the spot, where trans women are being murdered, six women a month, you're complaining about being called Karen. In the same state where the employment rate of black trans America is the lowest it will ever, ever be anywhere, they don't even think about employing us, you're worried about being Karen. Karen, you and Karen and all the Karens, we don't give a damn. I wish they would let me use some of the words about you that I want to use on Twitter. You never go back to Twitter again. Keep listening to the show. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The drinks on me, don't go too far. Sitting by the bartender, asked her for her best mixer, cause the bar is lit, got some rock on ice. Baby, we gon' have so much fun tonight. Drinks on me, tell your friends don't go, we gon' party all night. Drinks on me, I got the party on smash, then you're leaving with me, right? Drinks on me, everything on my tab, so baby, I'm fine, yeah. Drinks on me, I got drinks on me, I got.
Not even 21, I still got drinks on me. Almost got caught by Peter, all this mink on me. Only 19 and my bank account so tight. You're 22, mama, and I see your future is bright. But fuck that, forget them lines about your name and your sign. I'ma creep up on your mind and ask to hit it from behind. I don't endorse drug use, but take this X. It's War and Peace, ice cream, the event of sex. Look, drinks on me. I see you over there looking lonely. And I keep looking at your friends and your homies. You know you wanna be right on me. And I say, damn it, look good to see you grinding right on it. I spotted you 2 minutes ago, my coat, I flaunt it. You said you had a boyfriend, invisible man. 10 bottles of Ciroc, and I made you a fan. Now let's go.
I saw you as you walked through the door. And now you're tipsy, you keep asking me for more. Babe, my bank account is frozen. Hennessy, Patron, and more. I'll get on the floor. Show with me. Baby, this could be a special night for you and a special night for me. Cause the bar is lit, Patron is nice.
Welcome back to the show. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I wanted to start out with the Karen story because I just did not want to break out into the story of the hour that's really been on my heart this weekend. The reason why I just could not wait to get here to talk with you guys at the Black Trans Empower Hour, because I don't know if you know this, but in the month of June, which is Pride Month, there were 6 black trans women murdered. Selena Hernandez, Tatiana Hall, Brayla Stone, Marcia Mack, Dominique Fells, and Rhea Milton were all murdered in the month of June. And that is a really sad thing. That is part of the reason why the show has been a little bit slower. And even worse than that, there are 2 other women whose names I do not know, who also have been murdered since June. And we are in the 5th day of July, and we are talking about a total of 8 black trans women murdered. And the story is really, like, hard to bring and hard to tell because it's so solutionless. I wish that me telling this story, I wish that me being here and remembering their names and saying their names would really benefit or do something or change something, but I just know it's not. I'm doing this, I'm saying this, I'm bringing this up because I want people to know how important it is, how relevant it is. But it's almost like people don't even care. And it's hard to want to believe that that's the case, but it's like people don't care anymore. We have a caller on the line. Okay. All right. You know what? This is so funny and so neat because we don't do callers. I know we do callers, but we don't usually have callers on the line. So can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. She said, yes, I can. Can you introduce yourself to the people?
Hello, everybody. I'm Aoki Lee from New York City.
Okay, so listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour tonight, and we're talking about Karen. Do you know any Karens?
I know a lot of Karens. I grew up with a lot of Karens. I knew some Karens that are who are privileged that don't even know that they're Karens. So, yeah, I know a couple of those type of people, but I wanted to ask you a question about this specific topic. So I heard you say that at this point in time, we can't call you Karen for 2 weeks, but we can be called niggers and all these other innuendos for 500 years.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is, why do you think that it is acceptable for them to ban Karen from Twitter, but not ban words like nigger, spick, chink, you know what I'm saying, words like that, very derogatory words, but they can ban a word, Karen.
Well, you know what, I'm going to tell you this. To be honest with you, I'm under the impression, and I'm not sure because I'm not a Twitter person, I'm a Facebook mm-hmm. girl, they say I'm outdated for that, whatever, but I like a little Facebook. But mm-hmm. from my understanding, when it comes to Twitter and Facebook and those types of social media, words like nigger and spick are banned. You cannot use them. But I don't think
I use Twitter every day. I see these words and I see these homophobic, transphobic, other statements that are up there and rhetoric that's up here, but we can't use a word Karen.
I'm not even sure.
I see it every day. I'm telling you, I see it every day. I can screenshot it and send you rhetoric like this from people that I see every day. And it's fabulous to me that they
can
ban a word
me.
Like
I
just, Karen.
I'm going to speak for Facebook. Now, I know mm-hmm. that if you write nigger on Facebook, they will suspend you or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can't write nigger on Facebook. I know that. I've been banned from Facebook for using the N-word. I didn't mean it the way they took it, but whatever. But anyway,
Okay. So
I know that. But I don't know about Twitter, and I'm surprised to hear that you can write it on Twitter. I think that's gag-worthy. I'm shocked.
You can write anything or pretty much anything on Twitter. Twitter is probably the most lenient with what you can write. So that's why I'm gagging that they would want to ban Karen, but they don't want to ban words like tar baby and things like that, and racist Civil War rhetoric and stuff like that.
Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to say to that. It's obvious. The answer to your question is already obvious. We know why they would ban Karen and not the word nigger mm-hmm. or the phrase tar baby, because that's another way that big markets like them are showing their colors and who they really are. They let
right.
you know where they truly stand by the actions they put forth. So I don't
right.
think it's surprising to me what Twitter is, that Twitter even would even consider that banning the word Karen and not banning the word nigger. I think it's so interesting to me that black people don't name their babies nigger. Like, we don't name our babies nigger, but you name your baby
right.
Karen. But we
right.
want to ban Karen. Like, I don't understand. What are we going to do with Karen?
I feel bad for all the Karens, the actual Karens of the world. Like you said, Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Clark Sheard, Karen from Will and Grace. All those have to be banned. That means Will and Grace have to come down because they have a Karen up there.
Then she's going to have to be Whoopi Clark Sheard.
Whoopi Pie. They'll probably be able to accept that better.
That's going to be the new thing, Whoopi Clark Sheeran. Like, what the hell? What are we
going
to do with Karen?
Oh, yeah, because she can't use Karen no more.
No, because it's a derogatory phrase.
Right.
Or word or whatever. White women don't even understand how privileged they are sometimes. It's almost hilarious.
But those are the ones who don't even know that they're privileged and don't even understand. They just like, we just want to be friends. And we just want to play with your hair. And we just want to, like, learn from you and eat your foods and learn how to cook it and all that type of stuff. And it's like, girl, this is an experience, darling. This is not like a little journey. This is not a one-day journey. This is a lifestyle.
I found it just, like, outrageously crazy that they would be complaining about being called Karen. I think it's the nicest slur there ever could be. I don't recognize it as a slur. But if you want to call it a slur, it is the nicest
they call
one
it
they
it,
ever could
they call
been.
It a slur because they're rising up on this white power movement.
If you want my opinion, the word, the white, calling you a white woman is more of a slur to me than Karen, because what the hell?
Yeah, I just say it'd be well, I have some worse words to call white women than Karen. A lot of worse words. if you could think of some of the words that I could think of, the amount of white women that have lied on black men that have cost them their lives, Emmett Till. The words I have for her, baby, they might want to put me in the third ring of hell because I'm sure I'm going to go to hell for some of the words I would use.
And it
for
ain't
some
Karen.
Of the people. And it ain't Karen. That's not a Karen to me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh my God. Yeah. But thank you for answering my questions.
Well, thank you for calling into the Black Trans Empower Hour. I loved your conversation. Please join us again.
Thank you.
Everybody, y'all keep listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Man made.
Money. 150, keep the 20. Keep. Never had it, so I want it. Leave that paper in the bunny. Been I fuck with you the long way. They try to take you, I'ma burn them. Don't really matter the time of day. That fed it call me, then I'm coming. I took chances for the money. I took losses over money. You miss some money, chase some bitches. Can't miss no bitches, take some money. I be with bro, I'm solo. I want that shit by the bolo. I want that shit that you got away. I want that paper you can't fold. Nigga love you when you up. Talk about you when you're down bad. On the telly with my comrade. Conversation by the brown bag. Got a plan that we can carry out. Homie, you with it or what? Long as you stay on your job, you gon' be rich as fuck. Money.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. 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 Money made that nigga funny. Your money made that nigga scummy. Money made that boy junkie. Spend all this money on your drugs. See, money is not what I love. I need that shit for my love. Yeah, I'm going hard. For my family, gotta do it big like a manatee. And you niggas do it for a piece of pussy. Spend them dollars just to eat some pussy. Money made her bad, ho. Money gave you all that asshole. Money got you looking bad, though. You say fuck the fam, cop a jag, ho. Your whole squad is some Uncle Tom. Spend most of their money on true jeans. Now these dumb niggas think they true kings. Salad dressing how they blue cheese. Woo, now they dead wrong. Money power pussy got their head gone. Being down and broke got my head right. I know what to do. Doing my bread right. Money, 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 money. 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 Money, 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 money.
Man May. Welcome back to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Before we went on commercial break, we was going in on white women. And you know what? It felt good to my soul. I think I have a confession. I just realized I may not like white women. But you know what? That's okay. I may not like a lot of white people altogether. I'm still mad at white women for what they did to Esther Rose and Rosewood. I'm still mad at white women for what they did to everybody in the world. White women have set us up for a long time. They have been this whole catching them on camera, crying wolf and calling to the police, that shit is in their nature. They've been doing that shit since way back, since Emmett Till. The caller was right. White women have cursed us, and we have got to be more careful with them bitches because they are the queen of smiling your face and then stabbing you right in your back. They ain't never been supportive of nobody or nothing. They, like, women's rights, even that bullshit, that's bullshit. white women don't mind making less than white men because most of them stay the hell home anyway. Like, they live these lifestyles, but they don't mind paying the man five times more than them when they bitch ass go to work no way. They don't mind. Look at this white woman that went in here to go get this money for Viola Davis. Like white women been had this power. Y'all white women been the cross, and I hope you're listening. That's what I like about being on the radio and things like that. I be hoping the people I talk about be listening. Everything I say about Nicki Minaj, I'm hoping to God she hear it. She damn near white woman to me too, just if you want to bring it up, if you want to talk about it. White women have been the curse for a long time, and here on the Black Trans and Power Hour, we're calling your white ass white bitches is a mess. They've been setting us up, and we've been falling for it for a long time, and it's time for us to go ahead and say it. They the motherfucking cross. We're calling you out on the Black Trans and Power Hour, because anywhere in the world, if white women was getting murdered, six violent white people murdered in a month, it'll be a serial killer search now. It'll be a Netflix special. We'll have a flash. It'll be, instead of walking around with a badge, Como will be on TV telling you we want y'all bitches with flashlights in daytime, looking for the bitches and killing white bitches. Every serial killer that went down in history was a serial killer they found because he went around killing white bitches. When Jeffrey Dahmer started growing, he was snatching bitches around the world. Y'all understand that? He was snatching white bitches from every direction. So many things was going on. So many things at one time was going on with these white bitches, and they will shut down the whole world to find out what's going on. An Amber Alert is a sign that a white bitch been stole. And the same time that black children are being snatched in Atlanta, like, 22 black children in one year being snatched from Atlanta, and we sitting around here with an Amber Alert to notify us that a white bitch been stole out to the whole country. Excuse me, people in Mountain Delaware, farthest, northest region of everything. Somebody in Florida that stole a white bitch. That's how the fuck that works. Every day of my life, if a white bitch gets stole, I'm told and notified because the government is going to reach me by any means and spirit. They will flash it up. They will email me in the middle of my workday. In the middle of my workday, they will email me to let me know a white bitch been stole. Amber Alert! Stop everything you the fuck doing. I don't give a fuck who you is. Truck driving across the world to deliver milk to the starving, bitch, Amber Alert. I get my shit in the back of the Uber trying to come home from dialysis. It's the Amber Alert, a white bitch been stole. And the worst part is I can't reply to that text. I don't give a fuck. One day, I was in a doctor's office, and my phone went off, and I thought it was some money. So I went digging in the bottom of my bag, and I pulled out my phone, and it's the Amber Alert. And I'm sitting around the doctor's office looking at white people like I said, cuss y'all motherfucking ass out. Because I don't give a fuck about Rebecca being stole out of North Carolina when I know Andre ain't never came home in Atlanta. I don't give a fuck about Rebecca. And I don't feel bad about saying that I don't give a fuck about Rebecca because the fact that we don't have an Andre alert let me know you don't give a fuck about me. That's why I don't give a fuck about Rebecca. And I'm not ashamed, and I don't feel no kind of way. I don't give a damn who he is. I hope Rebecca listening. I don't give a fuck about Rebecca being stole out of Pittsburgh. Because don't nobody give a shit about Damien being stole out of the South Central. Damien did not come home in Crooklyn. And ain't nobody tell me shit. Lil Mike ain't make it back to the project, so ain't nobody tell me a damn thing. But Amber Alert. That shit right there is disrespectful in itself. It is the reason why white women need to be called worse than Karen. That's rude for you to devalue our children that way. In our faces. It's not even like a pretend situation. we can't even, like, kind of look around it and be like, maybe if no. No, our children being stolen and y'all ain't Amber Alert, no fucking body. That would be the surprise of my life when one day Amber alerts me that a child has been stolen and I look down and see a little black face, a little brown face. That is the day that I think I will fall out of my seat in shock. But now I know that when I'm driving down the highway and the sign that's supposed to say 25 miles ahead now says child missing, Amber Alert, it's a white bitch stole out of Pittsburgh. That's fucked up. That shit is twisted as fuck. Like black children don't get stole. Like Spanish babies aren't snatched. Or like you just don't give a fuck. That is the hardest part of being black, being in, I'm going to say this, the most difficult part of being in so many minority groups, black, trans, brave, gay, trans, with all the whatever category, because there's so many categories that people want to put everybody in, so break me down however. But the hardest part of being in so many groups is being a part of groups that disrespect you but need you ultimately in the end. You can't be a part of the black people because they want you to march with them, but they don't want to march for you. You can't be a part of the gay community because they think they separate themselves from trans, they get greater liberations. And it's hard to be part of the trans community because it's so small and it's so little that the pride of it doesn't exist. So nobody wants to really be in it with you. And here you are complaining about being caring. I mean, like, hating people is the worst thing you can do for yourself. So it's not hate, but it's hard to like a bitch that spits in your face. That's what I would say back to white women or anybody complaining about caring. It's hard to like a person who spits in your face. And for every person that's silent while a whole nother group of people are being murdered, that's it. That's living in a space where somebody will walk next to you and say, I love you, and watch you be murdered and keep walking, step over your body. That's hatred to me. To know that I'm supposed to call you an ally, Karen. I'm supposed to consider you an ally. You can't be an ally if you'll step over my body. That is exactly what it is not. That's a fucking enemy. You can't be an ally if you're willing to watch me be murdered in silence. That's an enemy. Exactly what it is to be an enemy. You are the person who knows that they're coming to get me, that they're setting me up, that they have my death planned and labeled in the time and date, and you know the details. And you let me walk into it, and you let me walk into it, and you let me walk into it. Over and over and over. For centuries. And here you are mad about caring. Fuck you, bitch. That's my message to anybody who don't want to be. Fuck what you want to be called. We don't get those options. I think that's the misunderstanding of it. Like, why do you think you're going to get to justify what they call you in derogatory commenting? if that were the case, we prefer it. Like, we're, as black people, as black people, we have tried to create the impression, we have tried to create a life where white people, I'm trying to figure out how to put this in a great, in a way you can understand it. We have tried to create a life where people do not feel comfortable referring to us as niggers in our presence. Meanwhile, knowing we have zero control of what you say when we walk away. So at these kitchen tables, where it is just white people and the people they love and care about, we are more than certain you're going to call us niggers. But what we won't allow, what we're fighting against, is your right to do it right in our face. It is so interesting that white women are now trying to control what we can say at our own kitchen tables. Twitter? Don't go on Twitter and call me Karen. I would rather slap you in your fucking face.
What would you rather?
That's my question. What would you rather? Karen on Twitter, or I could smack you in your goddamn face for being so stupid. For being such a damn fool. For thinking that I'm such a fool to think that you're a friend or an ally to anything that exists that is me. You're not an ally to my blackness. You're not an ally to my transness. You're not an ally to my braveness. White women are not your allies. They are the people that have been stepping over your murdered bodies forever. What do you think white women were thinking when they came in and killed the Indians? When they came in and killed the Indians and called back the white women to move into the land, what do you think the fuck they were thinking? This ain't right? We shouldn't do this? They were sweeping up the bones of the Indians. Like, let's be clear. Why are they trying to make it like white men with a slave on the white women, old fucking slaves, too? Every time I see a movie or something, it just annoys me how the white women be trying to be helping. Oh, I love anime. Bitch, anime is your slave. Stop that bullshit. Stop going to these movies and thinking that these white women were nice to the slaves. No. And let me tell you how you know the white women hated the slaves. Because the white men was fucking the slaves, too. And if women don't, nothing pisses the woman off more than some of the bitch fucking her man. Look around these light-skinned motherfuckers. Oh, everybody in here light-skinned, no, your grandmama got it the worst. That is the truth. White women were not nice. They're not nice, nah. Do not be fooled. They are not nice now. Karen. That pisses me off. We're going to call these bitches Karen every time we feel like it, and I'm going to come up with some worse words that I probably shouldn't say on this show if I want to come back next week. But, yeah, Karen, y'all keep listening. This is going to be our last break, and we're going to bring it back and talk about these girls that are no longer with us because we do want to remember them, and we do want to honor them. So y'all keep listening. I'll be right back after the break.
Man made.
Tricks. I'm a classy girl, but I'm with the shit. Can't get this too expensive. She better than me, that's fiction. Pay my dues and tuition. fuck me in his kitchen. Y'all broke hoes, better listen. Come find your man, he missing. Cause I bounced his ass, that I raised his cash. Smacked his class, and I curb him with a dash. Made a con click with a thought he was flash. Turn him broke, then I leave him in the past. I'ma die, leave, baby, these niggas on wavy. Superman and bands, I'ma let him save me. No low, it's lame, but the head game is saying, yeah, niggas make it drizzle, my niggas make it rain. Throw some racks and I dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. Throw some racks and I dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. All my ladies, pop your pussy, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, pop your pussy, go. All the girls, pop your pussy like this. Make a wobble, go do it for Chris. Hands on your knees, who's a bouncer like me? That's right, no one, no Alicia Keys. I stay with us the last hug. Kick a bitch with a hill, real ghetto. That's not fake gold, it's yellow. You call it fun, I say hello. Talking in the face, make them have a good taste. She in second while I'm in first place. Petite little bitch with a smile, little waist. Call me Simon, y'all do what I say. Y'all do what I say, y'all do what I say. Pound the alarm, y'all do what I say. Y'all do what I say, y'all do what I say. Go pound the alarm, go do what I say. Scrub the ground, then I bring it back down. Then I twirl it around. Get this cake by the pound. I just scrub the ground, then I bring it back down. Then I twirl it around. Get this cake by the pound, bitch. Come throw some racks on a dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. Throw some racks on a dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. Come throw some racks on a dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. Come throw some racks on a dance. He got big stacks in his hands. Cause see that prince through his hands. Fuck for free, not a chance. All my ladies, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, go. All my ladies, pop your pussy, bitch. Shake your ass, bitch. Grab your knees, hands on your knees. Scotty Tyler.
Man, May.
All right, we're back with the Black Trans and Power Hour. We only have like 15 minutes left before the hour is over. And before I get out of here, I just wanted to say that no Karens were injured in the production of this show this evening. You don't have to worry. All Karens have been made safe. I am home, and I will not be attacking any more Karens this evening. But the last topic I want to talk with y'all about before I go, that's been the hottest topic, like, I guess, to hit the airwaves in a little minute or whatever, since Atlanta Housewives wrapped up. Here we go with Jada Pinkett and August Alsina. Now, I want to say this first. I don't know who the hell August Alsina is. And that is not because I'm old. That is because don't nobody really give a shit. I don't know who the hell August Alsina was supposed to be. I don't know what his contribution to music really is. Somebody told me he has a Trey Songz kind of thing going on. I don't know. What I do know is who Jada Pinkett is. Hey! I'm a fan of Jada Pinkett just because I really love A Different World, and she was on Different World, and I love the character she played on Different World. I also am a fan of Will Smith because he was my first crush. So I guess I'm a little bit soft on them or whatever, and I know they're supposed to be in this open marriage kind of thing or whatever, and I really don't care about that part. Like, real talk, I just don't believe in traditional marriages anyway. So I don't care that they've decided to do whatever they're doing, however they're doing it, because it's working for them. And, like, this whole thing with this August, this August person, like, this irrelevant person, is I see some stuff online where it was like, Will Smith is doing the same thing as Bill Cosby. And I was like, what the fuck, no? Like, she drugged him and then raped him? Like, that's not what happened. That's not what he's even saying. This whole part about him being in love with her, I believe him. I think what she's saying, it's absolutely not true, Chapel. Yes, it's true. You don't make that shit up. Like, I just could never see any of my friends making up a story about fucking my mama and falling in love with her. No, my friend didn't make that up, no. So I don't get that. I don't know why she even denied it. I think that was some kind of fear or something, just, I don't know. But, of course, it's got some truth to it. Of course, something is going on. Of course, somebody's licking somebody's ass and shouldn't be. And if he said, what he said about Will Smith giving his permission and all that kind of, if all that's true, then I don't see what that did was wrong. That was mad. Like, if her husband is comfortable with her fucking that man, and that man, you know, everybody know that everybody fucking, and everybody being grown people, I don't really understand why Jada was a mess. I'm still, what's the child name? Seinfeld dates a girl that's 17 years old, it's perfectly normal, perfectly fine. Nobody has a problem with that. Jerry Seinfeld is like the American comedian hero. He's on Netflix getting $30 million deals for making movies that buy stuff nobody wants to see. But Jada Pinkett is fucking somebody that's 27, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Jada Pinkett, you nasty, you disrespectful. Like, girl, y'all get y'all shit together and get off Jada Pinkett. I think the woman can fuck anybody she want to. If her husband says she can fuck anybody she want to, then who are we to say no? But this is the best part about it for me. I hope it's all true. I hope to God that Jada was fucking Alcina and Will knew. Because I still got a crush on Will Smith. And I don't want to be, like, messy with Jada when I'm fucking him. So, like, I think this is a good thing. This is, like, for all of everybody who want to fuck Will Smith, know that it's like real serious impossible. So next time he gets jiggy with a car fire, you should get a ticket. Because you can fuck him, and Jay's not going to be mad. But you can't fuck him for free. That's the thing about it. Now, that's the problem. And if August Alcina, whoever he is, if he was fucking Jada for free, did that, oops. I don't know, I don't like pussy, but oops. That's all I can say about that. That's a mistake you made. It wasn't the sex. And he said that he loved her so much that he could die and he would be perfectly fine, saying that he gave himself to somebody all the way or some shit like that he said about Jada, which I found to be, like, fascinating. I ain't never loved somebody no so much that I was still loving and I could just die and I know that was some bullshit. Jada, now that part might have been the messy part, whatever you did to that part. How you made him want to die, that might have been the messy part. But because if I was fucking Will Smith and Jada told me it was okay, and then Will Smith called me and told me it was over, I might feel away too. I might feel some kind of way. What I'm most curious about is what the fuck do Jada think? Because they say him and Jada was friends. So I'm very curious to know, like, what the fuck does Jada have to say about his mama fucking his friend? And was that what he was thinking when he introduced him? Like, when did he introduce him thinking, my mama gonna eat this pussy up? That's what I really want to know. Did he introduce him to his mama and then boy, you know how you introduce somebody to your homeboy and then you tell your homeboy, yo, you know, this girl right here, I'm wondering, was that what happened with Jaden and his mama? Did he bring home Alcina and was like, fresh pussy, you should go get it. You should go get it. I'm telling you, this is set up. He probably was in a limo taking his mama like, yo, I'm on the way home with some fresh pussy. That's some real deep shit right there. I don't know how I would respond to my mother having a sexual relationship with someone that was supposed to be my friend. But I think that we have to consider the fact that he wasn't a friend of Jaden, and he, the whole time, he was looking his mama up. I think that's a strong possibility that when he was bringing Jaden home, he knew that mama was getting that pussy tonight. I August Alcina pussy. Because that's what it feel like. Like, for him to go on there and say that I love you so much I wanted to die after we were through loving, like, that was pussy. He was giving that woman the pussy. That was not no regular kind of, like, sex. Like, I don't know if I missed out on things in my life, but I just ain't ever want to die after I got nobody, no dick. That's pussy. Dick don't make you want to die. Dick make you want to kill a bitch. Pussy make you want to kill yourself. So I'm really telling you that August Alcina was in there giving Jada some good old pussy. And I feel bad for him that he had to go through that. But that's what it be like when you're dealing with stuff like that. Thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. My hour is up. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I wanted to end it on a little bit of a lighter note so y'all can understand what's really going on out here in this world. August Alcina is giving pussy. Jalen Pickett is giving our dick. We'll be back next week with more Black Trans Empower Hour celebrity news and all of the things that we love to talk about here at Street Smart Radio. Thank you for listening.
Man made.